We're continuing to look at limitless grace in the context of the restoration of all things. If we're going to participate in the restoration of all things as sons of God, we need to be moved by the oracles of the Father's heart, not by our own motivation. So we need his passion, we need his burning desire for the restoration of creation. That means the desire to see creation set free, have the abilities and power to create new reality through the limitless grace of God, therefore choosing the reality that aligns with the Father's heart to bring about the restoration of all things. As we've looked at grace, what is grace? There are a number of things that we've discovered so far. Grace is the divine enabling power of God. Grace is the strings of energy, the smallest known particles that exist within the fabric of all creation and are the building blocks of all existence. Grace is the vibrational frequency of Jesus' voice that holds all things together. Grace is the electromagnetic frequency, the light that is omnipresent within all creation. God is light, and we are being transfigured as sons of light to reveal and express the light of limitless power or energy. That is what God is desiring to do with us, to bring about the revealing of the sons of God, the unveiling of the light of who we are, the essence of our glory. So grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. And this is so important that we know unconditional love, because that's what releases limitless grace. If it's conditional, grace can't be limitless. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and there is then at our disposal creatively. So the Father said this, "Son, today we intend to draw you deeper into our desire so you can dwell permanently within the creative place of our heart." That's within the cradle of life, the place where I've experienced something deeper of how to brood in a creative way. The cradle of life is the birthing place of our thoughts. This is a place of joy, not hard work. Come through the Garden of Eden, through the Golden Gates, into the garden of our heart. We will enable you to see in the light that is just the cradle of life, the creative birthplace of all things. And when I went in there, the light was so bright, it was so hard to focus, to see. It was overwhelmingly bright. I could see, but I could not really see. It was still too much for my mind. My consciousness obviously still needs to be expanded beyond my current capacity in that place. The light enveloped me and it felt like I was being wrapped in the beautiful light and love of creative thought. In this chrysalis of transformation, my consciousness was changing, so it felt like I was aware of mysteries that I was never aware of or even knew existed before. The mysteries were no longer hidden as this process continued. They became knowledge to my spirit, even if not yet always to my soul. The amazing light was being woven into the fabric of my being. It was light that has been everywhere and seen everything. It was as if all history was now contained within my consciousness. It was like a movie of the ages was playing within my mind, reminding me not just of the facts and events, but how the Father was working within them. And this was an amazing experience because I saw the Father's fingerprints on everything. I could see how the Father was rewriting the narrative of every event in every person to enable the love story to continue. There were constant revisions and new beginnings throughout history that are actually the fingerprints of God on all people and all history. Limitless grace and mercy expressed over and over throughout all time and space, bringing inclusion and reconciliation to ensure relationship. Father said this, "Son, brood over restoration within the cradle of life. Really go deep to identify with creation's groaning. Feel the pain creation feels over the lost identity of our children and the discord and disconnection that was once unity, union and harmony. The longing and waiting in anticipation of the rising of sonship is over now as the new dawn has broken. The frequencies of hope and the light of love have rippled throughout creation and the elementals are awakening to your sonship as a sign. Hope springs eternal. This is now the beginning of the end of bondage, and the new days will dawn in an age of fulfillment and freedom where the light of truth will shine brightly. Division between man and creation is ending as the sons of God become one with us, each other, and creation once again. The songs of the joy of union will be sung, sounding throughout creation in a jubilant celebration once again. The united orchestra playing the great symphony, the music of the spheres, signifying the dawn of the new age. Sun brood long for the fullness of restoration, so the sound of many waters will be amplified in the chamber of creation. The living light of grace and truth will resonate with the sound that our sons produce, ready to form new creation realities. The glory of the children of God will bring freedom to all of creation when all their multiple colors, shapes, sizes merge into one unified bright white light family. The whole of creation was created to be a family full of diversity, each part resplendent in its beauty, a union of variety with no competition or conflict. And I think this is what I've discovered in terms of looking at how we bring about this shift and this change to change the global situation that we're facing and to deal with some of the global powers and influences that are keeping things in the status quo. There's a process that they use and which is evident within the church, which is why it can be used within the world. Division, competition, conflict, tribalism. And within the context of the religious institution, that creates denominations that are in conflict with one another, in competition over people and divided over beliefs rather than united over relationship. And so I've seen that in operation. And if we're going to see creation set free, we need to see the earth set free from this whole cycle, and what is behind it needs to be transformed. Son, you're creative, made in our image to be an expression of love to creation. Start in your Jerusalem with balance between body, soul, and spirit, and express the rest you have in unconditional love to others. And I believe that is really a balance between all the gateways of our spirit, soul, and body, spirit and soul in union, heaven and earth in union within us. The tree of life bringing balance within the seven gateways or energy gates within our body, so that life is flowing through us, that we are energized, we're activated, we're creative, we're connected in union of heart, mind, and purpose. All of that starts in us, and then we become an expression of that, and we expand our boundaries and begin to take dominion over the areas that God has given us authority, our spheres of influence. Use the limitless grace that you've been blessed with to be a blessing to all others in your spheres. So we must receive limitless grace, experience that through unconditional love, so that we can then express that. Because to be blessed is to be empowered to prosper. And if we've been blessed, we can bless others. I am the God of the living and the dead, so my limitless grace is available to you for all creation. Do not limit it, but be an expression of it to all. That means it operates this side and the other side of the veil, this side and the other side of death. Focus your attention on the living. Make them your priority to give them the same value of worth as we do. Son, you can value some things higher than others because you're not infinite. But we do not, as all things carry the same worth to us and are precious. And it's obviously natural in relationships to value things because we're in relationship with that circle of beings, people, whatever it might be. But of course, God is in relationship with the whole of creation. Therefore, everything to him carries the same worth and value. Treasure those things that you value. Do not take them for granted, but appreciate their worth as we do. Son, the shift that is occurring is time to recalibrate values and worth at all levels, from the cosmic and global to the personal. And I think it's so important, using this opportunity of where things are being reset, where things are being challenged, where things are being shaken, where people's trust in the systems of the world and the DIY tree are being shaken, to begin to express a different value system, that which is based on the kingdom of God, which cannot be shaken. Reset your life and reorder your priorities to expand outwards until all is balanced and harmonious as a sun within and without. And it's so important we just don't focus on outward things without being balanced. We need to start within. We need a testimony which gives us authority within so we can function without. The groan of creation starts within all living things, and all living things can feel it, but it's only the sons of God who are designed and have the abilities to be the oracles of our heart. Mankind is an oracle, but has expressed the sound of the wrong source, that of knowledge without relationship. The world is a reflection of the internal state of our children, fragmented and broken, but on a corporate level it's also a reflection of the denominated state of the church. Only as our children are restored to face-to-face intimacy can they resonate with our heart and be oracles of love that creation is longing for. Only as the divisions and competition and conflict that are so evident within the institutional church are exposed by those who truly represented who we are in union and oneness can creation respond. So creation is looking for a union, a relationship, a connection, a harmony, so that it can respond to that form of sonship. Son, it is the season for the hope of freedom to be communicated to creation with limitless grace and deep compassion. The oracles of our heart are not limited to what we see as living beings, but for all creation in all its reflections of I am. Son, legislate for the sons of God to arise and respond to creation's groaning and connect with the elementals. This union and reconnection will raise the frequency of the earth and cause the cosmos to react. The whole cosmos is looking at the earth, looking for what we are. We are communicating to the dimensions, and what we're communicating has not been good. Therefore, we need to start communicating a whole different dimension. And to do that, we need to be in union with creation. And within the earth sphere, that means operating with the elementals of air and earth and fire and water and the trees and nature, so that we can bring about the peace and harmony designed in the beginning. Son, when our children truly function in relationship and government in the heavenly realms, in the union of perfect love, they will be able to begin to reflect heaven in and through their lives and so manifest sonship. So we must be seated in that union, in the relationship of unconditional love, beyond the veil, in the realms of heaven, so we can begin to be the convergence of heaven on earth into the reflection of sonship. I went to the cradle of life, within the heart of the Father, and I began to brood over union. All of the things that God was telling me and how he was showing me the importance of oneness, relationship, union of heart, mind and purpose, union between creation and the sons, union between Father, Son and Spirit and us, union within body, soul and spirit, all of that stirred me and motivated me. So I went to the cradle of life and I engaged with the heart of the Father. Because you don't want to create your own things. You want to be creative, but you want to be creative inspired by the heart of the Father. And I began to brood over union until I was pulsating with creative energy and producing the frequency of oneness. Because what you brood over with, what you harmonize with, what you resonate with, you come into the oneness of that frequency. I stretch out the moment of the incubation to be ready to birth union. It takes a long time to brood. I mean, if you're a mouse, you can brood and incubate within days. If you're an elephant, years. So in a sense, we need to be able to control time, or not to be limited or restricted by time, so that incubation period can be within a quantum moment in which everything that would be within that incubation, within that pregnancy, if you like, happens and then can bring to birth. Now, sometimes there is a time thing on that because we have to change within the process. And sometimes we can begin to bring that whole process into a moment and then see it released. And when I saw this quantum moment, I saw division, fighting, resisting, but eventually falling. I saw the repeating cycle of the vicious circle of division to tribalism, through competition and conflict broken, and the infinite pathway of covenant replace it. So energized by what I saw, then it's about bringing about that reality. So the process that God has taken me through to show me how to do this is I engage the waterfall of the sound of many waters in the Father's garden to amplify the sound of union, and it began to resonate, increase in intensity in the Chamber of Destiny. Now, the Chamber of Destiny was where I've engaged with Enoch and with others, which have given me quests, which have given me mandates, which has unveiled something deeper of my creation mandate within that place. And so when we carry the frequency, it begins to, within the waterfall, produce a sound of many waters that amplifies into that chamber, and that chamber is then connected to the Chamber of Creation. That increase in amplification engages the Chamber of Creation, and that was activated, and the sound was magnified to a creational level. And the quantum lumens, the living light strings of grace, began to dance to the creative rhythm of the frequency. And this is what I've seen. Now, it sounds poetic, and is it literal? Is it figurative? It doesn't really matter. It is how we choose to create reality. But we can't just create it out of our past, because we'll keep getting the same future. We need to create it out of resonating with the heart of the Father. The creative light was alive with the energy necessary to pop the quiff and begin the cycle of wave function collapse. And that's scientific terminology for creating a reality, choosing a reality which manifests, and all the other possibilities that exist as quantum possibilities collapse into one reality. That's actually what happens all the time. It's just we keep creating the same reality rather than a different one. Son, the season of limitless greater grace is beginning as the age of the waters of light and love are dripping into the creation ready to be poured out. So we're looking to come into the age of Aquarius, which is the water carrier pouring out. So what we're seeing right now in this age is that dripping of the waters of light and love. That age to come, age is dripping into this age, and it's creatively causing us to bring about that age because we're reacting to it. Love and light are the essential essence of creation, and that has been perverted and corrupted by the fall from grace of our children. Restoring love and light is the primary purpose of the message of the restoration of all things that must be clear and obvious. The irony of the lack of relationship within restoration must be addressed so that the restoration movement puts the highest value on love. Let's not get caught up in anything other than love, which will unveil limitless grace. Love and restored relationship must be the core value and motivation for restoration at every level. Trying to restore creation is ridiculous if relationship is sacrificed on its altar, but so often the mission becomes more important than its values, and it's so important that we do not allow ourselves to get distracted by the work and become work-orientated and mission-orientated rather than love-orientated. We must learn to be at rest so that everything flows from the being. The whole of creation is waiting and longing for this recalibration back to love and relationship so that it can be set free. Restoration of relationship between people, families, nations, dimensions, the spiritual and physical realms and beings. This must bring an end to all division, whatever it is based on, be it color, origin, ethnicity, wealth, intelligence, position, power, nationality, or any other thing that contradicts love. The union and harmony of all things relationally is the true goal of the restoration agenda and must remain its core principle. Son, reassessment of all values in the light of love is one of the key elements of the shift that's taking place. When unconditional love is the foundation of life, then relationship will be life's greatest and most valuable commodity. We must not put more value on things than being and people and life itself. When establishing restoration government groups, love and relationship recalibration will need to be the first priority. And that's these groups I'm just about to begin. And I really want to see them relational, that we will be there for each other, that we will be in union of heart, mind and purpose. Son, do not let disappointment hold you back. Remember that there's no longer any guilt, shame or condemnation for our children. So relieve limitless grace to empower you. Now, sometimes things don't go as you want them to and people don't respond or react as you would like them to. Make sure that hope deferred doesn't create that disappointment which holds you back from pressing forward. We need to keep going, empowered by limitless grace. As we continue to deconstruct and renew your mind and expand your consciousness, so many things will fall away as you become transfigured in light. Many things that seem important but are distractions today will vanish like a vapor as you mature and become who you are. The union of honor that is forming between you will be a model for others and an example of how to walk the journey of discovery together. And I really want to find relationships where we can be in union, where we don't have to dot every I and cross every T of belief, but we know each other's hearts and we're for each other. And we give each other the leeway to be ourselves and not to be clones and not to be uniform, but to be in union. Do not let the issue of the fallen angelic realm's restoration divide you from others. So long as there is no opposition, there can be union. So I know some people don't necessarily believe in the restoration of fallen angels. That's okay. I know it's part of my mandate. And as long as people don't try and oppose that, there can be union. Because we're all on a journey of discovery. Son, always be filled with love and empowered by limitless grace so you can extend the hand of friendship to all. Be at peace with all, so you can reach all with love, honor, and respect. So ensure you make forgiveness a priority. Son, be perseverant and persistent. Never give up, as love wins over all. Convergence is only possible through intimacy, where resonance takes place through cardiogenosis, the knowledge of the heart that comes through that face-to-face, heart-to-heart, mind-to-mind connection with Father, Son, and Spirit. Brooding within our heart and speaking with the voice of the sound of many waters will activate creative light energy to form reality aligned with our intentions. The living light gray strings you call quantum lumens will respond to the sound of many waters of the voice of the observer to collapse wave function to form reality. Son, learn to brood within the intimacy of our heart and become a voice, an oracle who can legislate reality. As I became still, and sometimes when God speaks to you like that, it brings a sense of solemn, not joyless, but it's solemn and there's joy within it. But there's a moment where you really have to take stock. And as I became still, a God thought focused my mind and my heart began to brood over the frequencies generated by the heart coherence of an expanded consciousness. So what I had experienced brought me into a coherence of heart to heart, and I began to brood over the sound, the feelings that I was experiencing. Technology will become redundant when the heart and mind are converged with the mind of Christ. Sons who are pure of heart will see the possibilities that exist within our heart and choose to only create what they know are our desires. Focus on being joined heart to heart in the deepest intimacy of the cradle of life, so that all you create will be pure and have no mixture. Son, beware of the mixture of mysticism and focus on the simplicity of being a face-to-face, heart-to-heart, mind-to-mind son. Sometimes it can be so complicated and protocol-driven that you lose the simplicity of relationship within it. Simple love. Love is the hallmark of true sonship, not knowledge or power. Son, continue to administrate the shift for global change and transformation to reveal our true nature to those who are lost. All of our children who are living within lost identity need a global awakening of consciousness to know that we are love. And I believe that we are in a place where this is an opportunity. It may not be the only cycle that comes about to bring this about, but it is an important one. This shift, this resetting of global issues that is going on right now, the global shield that's there to protect this, is giving us a unique moment in history where I think we can see a huge change in an awakening to the world, to a reality of who God is as love. The power of unconditional love is limitless, but needs to be unveiled from the darkness that has covered it. Sun Limitless Grace is about to be unleashed in the coming season that will transform the earth as the poverty-stricken old DIY systems are exposed and replaced by lavish, abundant grace. The scandal of religious poverty will be contrasted by limitless grace inspired by the unconditional love of who we are. The veils of deception that have kept us hidden from our children need to be removed by the rising and shining of the sons of God. The frequency of true love, of enlightenment, will resonate to create this awakening to love through our sons who know their true identity and purpose. Son, live loved. Love living, live loving, as this is true rest that creativity flows from. Father said, Son, come walk with me. We walked into the court of kings, and I saw many sons sitting producing legislation for the next age. They were very active, excited by their newly found identity as kings, and were writing scrolls with laws and legislative decrees. Son, you are mandated to produce a law that will authorize the Joshua generation to operate in limitless grace. So I sat at the bench and began to write with my mind the law of limitless grace. Now remember, I'd already done of the law of greater grace. So this was going to take this to a new level and a new dimension. And here's what I produced. The context of the law of limitless grace: the seasons of greater grace, grace upon grace, manifold grace, are to increase to limitless grace. Permissions. You're authorized to scandalize the limitations of religion by revealing the excesses of lavish, limitless grace. You're authorized to expose the poverty-stricken DIY systems of man with demonstrations of limitless grace. You're authorized to demonstrate unconditional love expressed through limitless grace and mercy to those who control the global cabals. You're authorized to challenge religious and political spirit deception that has kept the children of God in spiritual poverty. You're authorized to use the shifting and shaking of the global control systems to expose the lies of the do-it-yourself delusion. You're authorized to reveal limitless truth of the message of the restoration of all things agenda of the next age outpouring of unconditional love. You're authorized to demonstrate forgiveness on an unprecedented scale for reconciliation between the most divided to take place. You're authorized to challenge and break the cycles of division, competition, conflict, and tribalism through the limitless grace of loving kindness, which is true new covenant love in action. You're authorized to take the restoration of all things message and agenda into the mainstream religious institutions to reveal limitless grace and unconditional love. You're authorized to seek out the fallen beings in all dimensions of space and time proactively and passionately to turn them from darkness to light with limitless grace. You're authorized to express the light of sonship to all of creation and answer its groaning for freedom with limitless grace demonstrations. The jurisdiction for this law, the whole of creation. The results and consequences, extreme opposition, and even more, extreme overcoming grace. Fallen angelic and dimensional beings returning in ever-increasing numbers. The collapse of global control systems in the face of limitless grace bombardments. The preparation for the next stage of never-ending mercy. And the Father said, having stood there while I was doing this, Son, this law is the foundational governing document for the restoration government groups to empower the restoration of all things mission. Son, focus your attention on legislating limitless grace. So I went to the cradle of life and began to brood over limitless grace. So having this law now in my heart, that motivated me, empowered me, and mandated me. So I went to the cradle of life. So I went back to brood. I engaged the Father's heart in that creative garden and began to resonate a frequency that drew limitless. Limitless is a being that's associated with limitless grace and the restoration of all things. And limitless infused me with greater insight and empowerment. My whole being began to vibrate rhythmically to the cadence of limitlessness, and my thoughts began to form into a song. Now, this was very surprising because I'm not prone to burst into song. I like songs, but I'm not a songwriter, I'm not a musician, and I'm not prone to this sort of thing. But I began to sing a song. The song of limitless grace that I now was, because I was the song, this was a reflection of my being, was released into the chamber of destiny behind the waterfall and became amplified, and my voice became like the sound of many waters. This frequency crossed the event horizon of the chamber of creation, pulsating with living thought energy, and the quantum lumens began to dance and sway and move creatively. My energized thoughts became declarations that were living light grace that began to stream into the physical realm to form the reality of limitless grace consciousness. I then began to sing the song as legislative decrees. Now, I'm not going to sing it to you because I can't remember the tune, but I will make and speak the declarations that I sang, or I was the song when this happened within the chamber of creation. I call for demonstrations of limitless grace to manifest that will expose all the limitations of religion. Now, I will use just some frequencies of the crystal bowls as I make these declarations, just to amplify the sound and to carry that sound on the intention within the frequency of these bowls, which are the oracles of the Father's heart. And I want to encourage you just to relax and close your eyes and allow the frequency of these things to begin to engage and resonate with you if you feel that that's what you want to do. Don't feel pressure to do that, but if you want to, just do it. I call for demonstrations of limitless grace to manifest that will expose all the limitations of religion. I call for limitless grace to be lavishly expressed on the worst of the global cabals to reveal unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to scandalize religion's need for payback and to expose the commodification of Jesus, the cross, work, money, and time. I call for limitless grace to be poured out in excess upon those who are totally undeserving from man's judgment perspective. I call for limitless grace to challenge the religious and political spirit deception that has kept the children of God in spiritual poverty. I call for limitless grace in the light of the shifting and shaking of the global control systems to expose the lies of the DIY delusion. I call for limitless grace to reveal the limitless truth of the message of the restoration of all things agenda, of the next age outpouring of unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to release and demonstrate forgiveness on an unprecedented scale, so reconciliation between the most divided will take place. I call for limitless grace to challenge and break the cycles of division, competition, conflict, and tribalism through the loving kindness of true New Covenant love in action. I call for the limitless grace to unveil the restoration message and agenda into the mainstream religious institutions to reveal limitless grace and unconditional love. I call for limitless grace to seek out the fallen beings in all dimensions of space-time to open their hearts to the possibilities that they can be restored from darkness to light. I call for limitless grace to be expressed through the light of sonship to all of creation, to answer its groaning for freedom with limitless grace demonstrations. My declaration. declarations were alive and I saw the quantum lumens collapsing wave functions into reality through creation as that quanta moment stretched out before me. I felt overwhelming joy explode within me, a celebration. That's why I rang the crystal bowls in joyful celebration of the pure bliss of limitless grace and unconditional love. Sun, let unlimited grace fill your mind and unconditional love fill your heart as an oracle of the Father's heart with the desire for the restoration of all things. Sun, legislate for peaceful transition to end old cycles and replace them with new ages of truth and enlightenment characterized by rest, not war. The orders never want to let go of the power, so there has always been a catastrophic and cataclysmic end to birth the new beginning. It was so when all the empires lost their power and positions in the world affairs, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, Israel. So it is time for our sons to usher in peaceful transition to end the last age and begin the next age. The earth shield is vital, as well as a new order of ecclesia rising who can engage with the elementals to free the earth itself to cooperate. The earth must be at peace to enable the shifts that must come to restore family to its rightful place by replacing nations. The seismic activity unify the land masses and reorder the tectonic plates to restore the oneness of creation itself must be legislated for. Son, you have felt creation's groaning within many orders. Now, from a place of rest, legislate for a peaceful transition in each order. The children and the angelic, the dimensional, the physical, the earthly, the cosmic, the elementals are some of the orders that will be restored. Son, our children need a realization of the truth of who we are through a global awakening of consciousness to be enlightened to unconditional love and limitless grace. And again, I, motivated by that, then began to make some declarations. And again, I'm going to just make those declarations. So I just encourage you to echo them if you feel that you resonate with them. Let them resonate within you and stir you into sonship and with this limitless grace agenda for the restoration of all things. I call for a global awakening of spiritual consciousness to love, joy, and peace. Love, joy, and peace. Call for the sons of God to rise up in union and oneness of heart, mind, and purpose. Heart, mind, purpose. Heart, mind, purpose. Heart, mind, purpose. I call for the restoration and restored union between the sons of God, the angelic realms, the elementals, and creation. Unconditional love and limitless grace. Grace is the divine enabling power of God that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. Our Son's limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively. So I encourage you just to stay in that place of rest. Just focus your attention on the name of God, Yod Heh Vav Heh. Just breathe in and breathe out deeply and slowly. So you breathe to the rhythm of the breath of the name of God. Breathe out Yod and breathe in Heh and breathe out Vav. Repeat Heh, Yod, Heh, Vav. So Yod Heh Vav Heh. Be still. As you just rest, still your mind, still your emotions, still your being, get your body into a place of stillness. and be still. And from that place of stillness, begin to know that I am God. This is the declaration that God would speak to you as Father right now. Be still and know that I am God. 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 Be still. Be still. Be still. Be. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am love. Be. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am joy. Be. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. 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 Rest in love, joy, peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. And from that place of rest, you're under an open heaven, set your desire on engaging limitless grace. Allow the Father to take you into that place where you know that He is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am is love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I've always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. I just encourage you to live loved, love living, live loving, and rest. Live in the rest of immortality. Let love, joy, and peace fill you, fill your spirit, flow through your soul, through your being, bringing balance to the gateways of your life. And live in that place of joyful celebration. Allow the Father to take you into a deeper place, wherever He wants to take you, wherever Jesus might want to take you. Just go. Just celebrate limitless grace and unconditional love.